From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP's latest effort to contain the oil spill in the Gulf has hit a snag. Engineers are using remote-controlled submersibles to cut through the bent riser pipe at the top of the well with a wire saw studded with industrial diamond dust. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says that saw has become stuck.
They're trying to maneuver the riser pipe to free it, or if they need to, they'll send another blade down, and they're working that problem right now.
Louisiana Congressman Charlie Melanson says BP needs to replace some top executives and bring in replacements who can do a better job of dealing with the oil spill. Melanson tells ABC the firing should start at the top with BP CEO Tony Hayward.
I'm to the point where I wish the board would call him back and give us somebody that really wants to make sure that the people of this state, the people of this Gulf Coast region, have what they need when they want and to try and fight this oil spill.
NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the oil from the spill is now coating Gulf Coast shoreline not only in Louisiana, but also in Mississippi and Alabama.
Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour says a caramel-colored strand of oily mousse has reached Pettyboy Island. He calls it the first significant patch of oil to hit Mississippi since the Deepwater Horizon exploded 6 weeks ago, but warns it won't be the last. Barbour says it was not detected by air surveillance because the oil was about 2 feet below the water's surface. He's asked BP and the Coast Guard to deploy more vessels to detect subsurface oil. On Dauphin Island, Alabama, crews were activated to clean up tar balls and patches of oil that had reached the white sand beaches. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
Israel is working to contain the diplomatic fallout from its raid on ships bound for the Gaza Strip this week, a raid that left 9 activists dead. Linda Gradstein reports Israel has evacuated the families of its diplomats in Turkey out of concern for their safety.
The Israeli embassy in Ankara has been closed since Monday, and Turkey has already recalled its ambassador to Israel. Israeli officials said they feared for the family's safety after angry demonstrations in Turkey. Thousands of Israelis also canceled trips to Turkey, one of the most popular holiday destinations for Israelis. At least 4 of the 9 activists killed on the Turkish flagged ship, the Marmara, were Turkish nationals. Israel is deporting all of the 680 activists detained on the 6 ships that tried to break the Israeli blockade into Gaza and bring thousands of tons of humanitarian aid. Israel allowed some of that aid, such as mechanized wheelchairs, to enter Gaza through an Israeli-controlled crossing yesterday. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Pending sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. rose more than expected in April as buyers took advantage of an expiring tax credit. Stocks are marginally higher on that news, up 13 points is the Dow. This is NPR News. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai is pushing ahead with the peace conference he's leading in Kabul, despite being interrupted by the sound of exploding missiles and bombs nearby today. The Taliban apparently responding to Karzai's call for militants to stop fighting as a way to hasten the exit of foreign troops from Afghanistan. President Obama and the First Lady will honor Paul McCartney this evening at the White House. NPR's Paul Brown reports McCartney is receiving the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize for lifetime contributions to popular song.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary.
Paul McCartney is one of the most successful entertainers ever. His songs, such as Let It Be, written in his days with the transformative pop and rock group The Beatles, are intimate yet universal, often with surprisingly simple but compelling melodies. McCartney pulled out more mega hits, such as Band on the Run, with his post-Beatles band, Wings. His works are infused with influences from Indian music to jazz, the psychedelic, and classical choral singing. Paul McCartney's White House concert will be broadcast by PBS stations next month. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
A car associated with another British legend is going to be auctioned off this fall. The silver Aston Martin, driven by actor Sean Connery in the James Bond movies, comes complete with gadgets such as fake fender-mounted machine guns. The car is owned by a radio broadcaster who bought it for about $12,000 in the 60s. It's expected to sell for at least $5 million at auction. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.